With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Firefighters racing now to cut off wildfires from spreading before potentially strong winds return that could push the flames toward the J. Paul Getty Museum and the University of California, Los Angeles. A fierce battle is underway in Mandeville Canyon, home to Arnold Schwarzenegger and many other celebrities. The fires claiming the lives of at least 11 people and destroying 12,000 homes. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Moderate to locally strong Santa Ana winds will affect Los Angeles County and today, tomorrow, and then again on Monday through Wednesday. LA County Fire will be prepared.
He tells KABC-TV the situation is critical.
These winds, combined with dry air and dry vegetation, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County high.
Helicopters, meanwhile, have been dumping water as some of the fires charge downhill. And with no water left, in some cases, firefighters have been using fire hoses to beat back the flames as thick smoke continues to blanket the area. Officials say they feel fortunate there haven't been more fatalities in the blazes. Also at SRNnews.com, Palisades Highlands resident Don Griffin says the death count could have been much worse.
If this fire had started at 3, 4 in the morning when everyone was sound asleep, it might not have been reported right away. It might have, there might have been a lot of loss of life for people that were sound asleep and didn't have the opportunity to get up and get out early enough. So in that sense, I guess it's lucky.
And this is SRN News. The atheists are at it again.
California's Hart Ransom Union School Board has ended its practice of beginning meetings with a prayer under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That leading atheist organization sent a warning letter to the board bearing with it the implied threat of a lawsuit if school officials did not comply. This despite the fact the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of invocations in the past. The foundation focuses on scouring references of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Joe Biden will bear the dubious distinction of being the president who did most to promote transgenderism. Biden naming several transgender people to influential positions in his administration. He also overturned that ban on transgender people serving in the United States Armed Forces. He also made it possible for U.S. citizens who do not identify as male or female to select an X as the gender marker on passports. This is SRN News. In New Orleans, the police department releasing body camera footage capturing that confrontation that ended the Bourbon Street terror attack. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says officers on the scene exchanged fire with the attacker, killing him.
All officers are faced with shoot, don't shoot. And this was clearly within the law and clearly solidly within a policy.
14 people were killed, dozens hurt, when Shamsuddin Jabbar drove a pickup into a large group of people on Bourbon Street. The first ever Justice Department review of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre finds there is no longer an avenue to bring a criminal case in association with the attack that by a white mob on a black district. Some 300 people were killed. More details at SRNnews.com.